evening, everyone. This is N5 AOW, net control for the Black River Valley service map. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. It can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The next monthly meeting will be on the 21st of this month, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find a net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered mobile stations that would like to check in? I'm going to turn my volume up to make sure I heard. Okay. Are there any Echo Link stations that would like to check in? Come now.
KD2KYE, this is David. I'm coming in New York. Thank you.
Okay, you were a little low on the audio. Could you repeat that for me? Welcome to the Boonville repeater, and you know, you can give me your call sign again.
KD2KYE. I'm from Ilion, New York. The name is David. Thank you. 73.
Okay, David. KD2, Kilo, Yankee Echo. All right, stand by. If there's some other check-ins, we'll get right back to you. This is N5 AOW looking for additional Echo Link station.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through Echo Link from Oneonta, New York. And there is one more station up behind me. I get to play the middleman tonight.
Okay, Kevin, acknowledged. And that additional station, come now.
KD2AIT Echo Link repeater, KA3TFB, Bill in Warrendale, Western Pennsylvania. Put me on a payroll. Over.
Roger, Bill. Okay. We'll get back to you shortly. KA3TFB, KD2FPM, and KD2KYE. We'll start with David. How you doing, David? And glad to have you check in with us.
Well, today's my first day in Echo Link. We got it set up finally, playing around with it a little bit. Tomorrow night I'm going to start using my own radio to get up there. I have a beam down here, and I should be able to throw it that far, I hope. And that's about it. I hope everybody had a good day and stayed out of the rain. 73 is going to be over.
Okay, David. Well, glad to have you check in with us, and you're sounding good. A little low on the audio, but I think that'll probably get trimmed into place when you get everything squared away. Well, 73, and you have a fine evening. Yeah, we'll pick up Kevin, KD2FBM. Kevin, how you doing down in Oneonta?
All right, yeah, good evening, Bob, David, and Bill, and everyone on board, KD2FBM out here in Oneonta. And we've got 69 degrees right now. Temperature has been just slowly falling back. Had a high of 82 today. Had a little bit of thunder earlier today. Got about 0.4 inches of rain. So that was our big highlight for the day. And, boy, I'll tell you, once the front passed through, man, the humidity popped. And I thought, wow, we are going to get belted later. And we got a couple bit of those, what do they call, pop-up popcorn-type storms that came through, but nothing really extravagant. So luckily we were spared. And right now as I'm sitting here, I'm actually watching on the television, believe it or not, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and it was 30 years ago today when that movie was released to the theaters. I can't believe it. I was like, wow. I can't believe I actually saw it 30 years ago, and it's still a timeless video movie, but it's now video. So, all right, with that, I'll say 7-3, hand it back to Net Control. This is KD2FBM.
Okay, Kevin, yeah, I know what you mean with time passing, and you don't realize it. I remember that song years ago, Time Passing, or Time Passages. And it just seems to go by quicker than you want. I know I was watching with Sherry earlier, still on now, Joan Baez. Boy, I'll tell you what, put out some fabulous music, and she's got a contact going on WCNY. Had the Indigo Girls and numerous other people on the show. Boy, I'll tell you what, she's my age, still going, 75. I'm looking for a bunch of more years, but I don't know if it'll happen. But anyway, we'll get on to Bill. Kevin, have a fine evening, 7-3, and I wish we had the warmer weather you had today. Yeah, I think it peaked here about 68 degrees, and that was late, late afternoon, so we had rain most of the day. All right, have a good evening, and Bill, what's going on with you? KA3TFB.
KD2AIT, KA3TFB in the group. Good evening to everybody. All right, we had reached a record here of 88, maybe 89 in the city of Pittsburgh, and went to 90. And then we had some storms come through, and it dropped the temperature down 6 degrees in probably 15 minutes. Local municipality down here, I had trees down, so I was out on a roadway for about 2 hours doing emergency management work and opening roads and closing roads and doing all that stuff that you have to do. Anyhow, that keyed up on me there. And we'll give it back to Net Control. Thanks for being there, and it's cool now here. We got fog, and the rain has quit, and we're going to have a cool evening here. KA3TFB, wish everyone a good evening. Tip my hat to everybody. Back over to Net Control. Over.
Okay, Bill, glad you had a good day. At least you had some nice temperatures, and boy, I'll tell you, I could have used that here, and I think a lot of us would have enjoyed it immensely, but I think, well, tomorrow I guess we're going to get a little more rain. And Monday or Tuesday is going to pick up a little bit, but nothing in the warm temperatures that we can really brag about and say is June weather. Okay, yeah, have a good evening, Bill. Take care. Enjoy those 80-degree temperatures down in Pennsylvania. This is M5 AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
And Sophia FM, good evening, Bob. KCQ Chichewa, Chuck from Vernon.
Okay, we've got two. We got KC2QQR Chuck, and that's a call we don't forget, and don't forget a name with it. And 2PFM also, we'll start with George. What's going on up your way, George?
Well, they brought everybody on the net. 65 degrees, temperature range was 44 to 70. As they are 65 now, it's supposed to be even a little warmer tomorrow. Looking forward to going to Pine Grove Church tomorrow. See how that service and all is. That will take our bus, 73, then, to PFM clear.
Okay, George, well, enjoy the good weather. If we get it sneaks in on us, I would thoroughly enjoy that myself. Got a couple things I need to do outside yet, but today I worked on an inside project and kind of relaxed and just as well. I think I hurt my body the other day when I was working down in the cellar, but it's recouping a bit. Just a little slow getting there. All right, KC2QQR. Chuck, how are you doing?
KC2QQR. Oh, not doing too bad. Working, staying busy. Haven't been on the nuts in a couple days. I've been kind of busy, and the only way I can get into this repeater is if I use my base. So, unless I happen to be up in the area, but my little mobile ain't gonna work, but my handheld won't. So. That's the only thing I've been carrying around the house lately. Been that busy, so. Anyways, it's nice to hear everybody in here tonight. Hopefully we'll get a couple more. But other than that, it was a rainy morning in my neck of the woods. It was actually quite chilly. It's right around, the temperature varied from around 55 and it got to 60. And then all of a sudden the sun came out and it wound up getting around 73 degrees. So it was sunny and 73, I wasn't complaining. I got some stuff done outside. And then there are a couple projects really cleaning in my basement. That's a couple things I had to repair, so just working on that. And other than that, I just had a quick bite to eat, enjoying the net tonight. And probably, I may go on 40 meters, a little bit tight around that, so, who knows. Hope tomorrow, I don't know what tomorrow is going to be like. I heard it's on the cooler side, so, see what happens. It might rain, I don't know, but, I don't know, it is what it is. Can't control the weather, that's for sure. So, anyways, back to net control, KC2QQR.
All right, very good, Chuck. Yeah, I'll tell you what, I wish we had a set of dials and knobs and levers we could have a handle on the weather, but just isn't going to happen. Yeah, I got on 40 a little bit today, and amazingly, some of the close ones in-state, you know, you could reach, you know, and you had good contact with them, good Q-cell, but normally, geez, you can't hear them, and you can... You can get other states without any problem at all. I know this man I know in a different direction, not too far away, tried to make contact, two of us back and forth, and not all that great, but boy, somebody else can come in from two or three states away booming, you know, so 40 is, you know, kind of little up and down at this point. I think late afternoon or maybe early afternoon till late afternoon, you know, it works locally, so not too bad. Yeah, other than that, not a whole lot going on here either, so. Okay, Chuck, you have a great evening, and make another call. This is N5AOW. Looking for additional check-ins. Well, it was rainy here this morning, and most of all of the morning out up till maybe 1 o'clock in that area, a little bit after 1, and went outside, got a couple of things done, gave a friend of mine a hand. I've been working on his boat. It sank the other day, and I got that up and running for him, and we pumped out the fuel tank, a lot of water in it. So maybe we can get that to dry and he can utilize that again. Meanwhile, it's going to be a portable tank, but it wasn't until long afterwards when we got done, I think right around just about 3 o'clock, started with the rain again and think a little heavier for a while. Then, of course, the normal 4:30 to 5 o'clock, the sun comes out and says, good day, people. I get a charge out of that. Seems to be a comical situation that happens quite often. Anyway, that was my day. Let's hear what yours is. This is N5AOW. Are there any other check-ins? This is N5AOW. Comments, queries, or late check-ins? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return to frequency and the repeater to regular amateur use. I want to thank Chuck, George, Bill Vanna, Pennsylvania, Kevin in Oneonta, and David for checking in this evening. Everyone have a great evening and a great day tomorrow. 7-3 to all, and 5-AOW clear.
KD2AIT, KA3PFB, logging off the EchoLink system. Indeed, a good evening to all.
Charlie 2, Oscar Victor Bravo, Decker Mutico, calling for the United County Traffic Emergency Net. Looking for stations with or without traffic. All stations are welcome, and check-ins will be appreciated.
This is N2PFM, November 2, Papa Foxtrot Mike. Good evening, no traffic.
Roger. TFM, thank you for your check-in, George. Calling for Octen. Calling for Octen, all stations are welcome, with or without traffic. Calling for Octen. Final call for Octen. All stations are welcome, with or without traffic, and check-ins will be appreciated. Octen would like to thank the Boonville Amateur Radio Club for allowing Octen the use of its repeater. Good evening, George. Thank you very much for your check-in into PFM. KQ2OVB clear.